Simenshon Chesif Memvav. The Machaber says that one cannot carry Tachsatzilov in his elbows or his armpits, the Zera, the seeds of the Tilam, the worms, Sha'isa Meshi, that comes out from the silk, because first of all, it's Muksa, it's Asa B'Total. And second of all, by carrying it as such, it gets very warm in there. That warmth causes the worms to come out, to grow out of the Zera, out of the seed, and some Segresha, and some Lech Machshavas, so therefore it's Asa Altsmoilid. Sif Mem Zayin. Machab brings a machlekes, one's allowed to carry a bag of that chatnis, since one's not allowed to wear it. Maybe it's muksa, it's even it's a kufa mekami asar, it doesn't even have a teres kli, because there's no way you can ever wear it. And some say it's mutter, it's a mablish, it's clothing, it has a teres kli. Lamais mishtabur is machriya, like the oisrim, like the machmirim, and therefore it's muksa, it's also even it's a kufa mekami. He says, therefore, even the mashkin from a goy will not be allowed to carry on Shabbos, because one will not be able to wear it, because they assume that or chesh that chatnis. Sif Memches, one could metalta manifa. Manifa is something that was used like to fan and to blow away and to chase away flies on Shabbos. That's mutter. Even to klish malach le'isser, it's definitely mutter. It's a gufa makayma. So if you need to use this manifa, this branch, so to speak, to fan and to blow away and to chase away the flies, it'll be mutter on Shabbos. Sif Memtes talks about brooms that are used to sweep the floor. The Machaber says mutter metal to them. And the Mishtabur says that the Machaber is going lishtase, they hold you allowed to sweep a tiled floor on Shabbos, and therefore it's a klish malach leheter. It's mutter even machaber letzel, it's not mukse at all. However, the Mishtabur says there are mapaskins elsewhere in some Shalom Azayin, that even a floor that's tiled, one cannot sweep on Shabbos. Xeri might come to sweep a floor, a dirt floor, and there there's a chashash, a shvu gumas, you're going to straighten out the grooves in the ground, and therefore it's a klish malach leheter, you can only move a letzark gufa mekoyme. And nowadays, except the psak is that one could sweep the floor on Shabbos, since all of our floors, at least here in Chutz La'aretz, all our floors are tiled and not dirt, and therefore it's considered klish malach leheter, a broom, and one can metal to a broom on Shabbos, same way one can sweep with a broom. Sif Nun, the Machaber says the Rashba allowed the metal to estrolob, means like a telescope on Shabbos, and all the Sifri Chochmas, science books. But according to the Rambam, the Stapik Gudover, it's a suffix if these things are muktzah or not. And Mishnah explains that as a machlekes we had previously in Siman Shenzayin, if one's allowed to read on Shabbos Sifri Chochma, science books, or to look in a telescope, and according to the Rashba, it's mutter, and therefore these things are certainly not muktzah, you can even use them on Shabbos. The Rambam holds you can't read the Sifri Chochma, you can't look in the telescope. According to the Rambam, you could clear a shaila if that makes the muktzah or not. Shtabura says, look in the Bir Agra, who says that even like the Rambam, they're not getting muksa. Bechlali says the Bir Agra is really mitzada, the ikkas like the Rashba, that you can learn from these books on Shabbos, and therefore certainly it's not muksa, but even like the Rambam, if you can make it's not considered muksa on Shabbos. Sif Nun Aleph talks about the type of a clock that was like a sand timer, or maybe some other min other than sand, but the point was that it measured the time based on the lines of where it was holding, you're able to tell what time it was. And the Chabbos Mesubik, if these things are muksa or not, and the Mos is the Megas Timachmer, and they are considered muksa. Because it's something that's used for measuring the time, measuring the shade, and any medida on Shabbos, not for mitzvah, is asr. Even if sometimes it could be for something that's mutter, for mutter purpose, for mitzvah purpose, since the ikar medida for these clocks is not for mitzvah, so therefore it's asr. But it's klish malach l'isr, so with mutter, tzarech gufa mekayim, if you have a mutter dika, oifen of ishtamshas, it will be mutter. Now, Mr. Burr says that our watches, our clocks, you can make them, not consider muksa, but only like a small clock. However, a clock that hangs on the wall, a wall clock, that'll be also to metalto, that'll be muksa. Even a big clock that stands on top of a box, that's on the ground, also, ishimach, but not to metalto, unless it's a tzarech mekayim, and who then tzarech gufa, the chari mutter as well. Sif Nun Beis, Machaber says something that's muksa for rich people. It's muksa even for poor people, and they cannot metalto. Mishnah Berurah explains, they're talking about something that belongs to a rich person, and he has no use for it, because it's a shvata thing, it's a small thing, a rich person would never mishtamish, they would never use these maksa b'daitoi, let's say a leftover piece of cloth, that's less than 3x3 tfachim, you know, a poor person would use it as a patch, as clothing, a rich person would not, since it belongs to the rich person, now it's muksa everybody, even for the poor people who live in this house, or poor people who are out of his house, it goes by the bailam. As opposed to we had previously in Sifri Gimel, that once it's 3x3, that's supposed to be mutter, that's what belongs to a poor person. Belongs to a poor person. So for him, it's normal to use it. So therefore, it's not muksa. And even a rich person can metalta. However, Mishnah Berurah brings in the Taz, a rich person can metalta. As only a rich person lives in the Ani's house, in the poor person's house, and he's nigger achav, he'd schlep after him and get the same dinam as the owner. But a rich person does not live in the Ani's house. For him, it's also metalta, because he has no use for it. As long as less than 3x3 tfachim, it's muksa for rich people. Also, the place can say, thou which machar paskins, that's muksa for the Baal Bayis, makes the muksa for the whole world, it's only something that's a weak thing, it's a shvach thing, the owner will never have any use for it. But something that the Baal cannot use it because they have a zaydig isser, like they made a nether not to be nether from this kikar, from this loaf of bread, or a shvur, or something to that effect, does not become muksa for anyone else, because they could use it. And not only that, even for him it's not muksa, because it has a shtamshis for other people. Unless he asks the kikar on the whole world, since it's also for anyone to metalto, then it becomes real muksa.